The title of today's episode is Sleep Awareness. Sleep Awareness Week is March 10th through the 16th. Today I talk with Dr. Bijoy John, who is a board-certified physician and practicing sleep specialist. Listen in.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Earrings Off. We want to invite you to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. You can find us on Facebook at Earrings Off Podcast and on Instagram at The Earrings Off Podcast.
Welcome to Earrings Off. I'm Lou.
And I'm Teresa. Let's get started.
Okay, we have with us today on Earrings Off Dr. Bijoy John, who's going to talk with us about sleep. He has a new book, Nobody's Sleeping. Welcome, Dr. John, to Earrings Off.
Thank you, Lou. Thanks for having me on my show, and let's get going.
All righty. So, Dr. John, I hear so many people talking about not sleeping, waking up at night, and being unable to get back to sleep. I mean, it's everywhere. People are sleep deprived. So is something happening now at this point in our existence that makes this a more pervasive than it has been in the past? Again, it seems like there are so many people not sleeping.
So that's what inspired to write my book, Nobody is Sleeping. I'm seeing this day in and day out. So through my own troubles with, insomnia as a doctor when I was studying and when I lost my mom, and then as a small business owner, but I was able to find a way. I said, let me just put it out there and let me share with, my children suffer, my spouse suffers. So, but I was able to fix all of them. And then all my patients, they walk in with the same problem. I'm able to fix it. So I thought I can share. That's why inspired me to write this book. But to answer the question, what is going on is we are bombarded with so much stuff. And then, unfortunately, we do a lot of wrong things and then take it to your bed. So the bed is only for sex and sleeping. But most people are either worrying or they're snoring. So that's where we have. So that's why I devised the 7 proven strategies, how to build yourself and have the most restful sleep. You know, I've discovered the power of sleep and the joy and the energy that gives you, by sleeping well to transform it to the next day. So that's why I want to share it with everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. Now, most people have nights where they don't sleep well, So when, Dr. John, should we be concerned about not sleeping well? When is it more than, well, I just, didn't sleep last night to, no, this is a real problem? What should we be looking for?
Yeah, it's how I get that asked the question all the time. I say people need to sleep 7 to 8 hours, adults should. For children need to 8 to 10 hours, and small babies and smaller children need more than that. But if you feel tired the next day and you just grog, you're not doing well, and if this is a daily symptom, then you have a sleep debt. You're operating on sleep debt. Just imagine if you don't sleep, if you compromise 1 hour of sleep per night in a week, it's almost 7 hours. That's almost not sleeping one night. Just think about that for a second. So you may have a sleep disorder, or you have sleep, bad sleep habits. So that's why you are not sleeping well.
Yeah. Okay. So talk to me a bit about sleep apnea. Share some of the symptoms and the treatment options out there.
Sleep apnea is a big topic. It's one of those most important disorder that affects all parts of our body. Some of the symptoms are being tired, because when you have an apnea, the word apnea is a fancy Greek word that means to stopping breathing. So when you stop breathing, the brain senses that and say, wake up. You're not physically awakened. Sometimes you are. But what happens is the micro awakenings make you more, you're not resting well. That's why you're tired the next day, because you wake up several times. So you snore, you're tired, and sometimes your spouse might say, hey, you're stopping breathing. You're completely, there's no flow. Then you have headaches because the lack of oxygen. You have a dry mouth. You don't, you're in a mental fog the next day. You wake up, use the restroom at night. So these are some of the symptoms. The big ones are snoring, being tired, and spouse saying apnea. The rest of them are subtle symptoms. You know, sometimes you might have uncontrolled blood pressure, uncontrolled diabetes. All those are related to sleep apnea.
Wow. And so now, what are some treatment options for sleep apnea? What do they do once you're diagnosed with that?
All right. So there's two parts to the people are afraid to come to the for the diagnosis. I only do home sleep studies. I send a kit today and then I'm able to analyze it tomorrow. So 90% of the sleep studies done today are at home. So there's no need to be afraid of, you know, sleeping in a strange environment with cameras. So the home sleep studies. The treatment options, if you have sleep apnea is classified as mild, medium, and severe depending upon how many episodes of apnea you have per night. So for mild, as simple as 10% weight loss will help you with that. For medium and severe, you have oral appliances, you have a new treatment called Excite OSA for mild sleep apnea, and also, of course, the CPAP is the treatment for, that's the gold standard treatment. And also, there's Inspire treatment, there's an implantable pacemaker-like device that sends signal to the tongue to move the tongue out of the way. So these are all the four options that are available in the market today.
So, Dr. John, can you tell me a little bit about the impact of sleep, or maybe how the importance of sleep with regard to athletic performance? What impact does it have on that?
Huge. Athletes actually need more sleep. But in today's world, you know, there is a study that I reported in my book. Almost 50, 40 to 50% of the athletes don't sleep well because, you know, especially, you know, high school and college athletes, because they have academic responsible on top of the athletic. You know, they work out at different times. You know, when you work out in the evenings, that keeps the cortisol and adrenaline going. You don't sleep well. And then, you know, some of the athletes, you know, the size is important. And so they are vulnerable for sleep apnea. And so their quality of sleep, they're worried they don't sleep well. And also timing of the sports, like I mentioned, you know, you're tired in the afternoon. So if you look at even, you know, professional football, some of the teams play at noon. And guess what? Around 1:32, they fall asleep. The scores are not the best. You know, my favorite team, the Titans, play every time at the afternoon. And I did a study on it and looked at it. And we have the worst third quarter. So I call it the third quarter slump in my book. So I may be the first guy to describe this.
And they would naturally need more sleep.
Correct. The athletes need more sleep too. So the human growth hormone, which is responsible for muscle recovery and function, and they don't, you know, you when you don't sleep well, that's not produced enough. And also the reaction time, whether you are a gymnast or a runner or a tennis player or a quarterback or a receiver, your body is not, you know, in right, you know, in not in good stead because you didn't rest well. Your brain's not functioning well. So we need more sleep for the athletes. But the elite athletes know that, though, the top performing athletes, they're all, if you listen to the interviews, they say, wow, I am dedicating 10 hours at least sleep. You know, they've
You
discovered
do hear
that.
that. I think I remember reading an interview with LeBron James where he talked about that
Correct.
is very important, and he makes that a priority.
Yes. And also, we, you know, because of the size of these athletes, they're also risk for sleep apnea. So that's a, you know, easily correctable, you know, disorder. So that's, and also some of them have restless leg syndrome because of low iron. So that's an easily treatable, you know, disorder.
So, Dr. John, can you share some tips or talk about the seven strategies you have to help us sleep better?
Great question, Luke. So, you know, when I see somebody who don't sleep, I have to, you know, my background is, you know, intensive care unit, pulmonary medicine. So I've had four medical specialties. So I look at that person and say, hey, do you have a medical problem, first of all, that's affecting your sleep? Of course, if you have chronic pain, you're not going to sleep well. You know, if you have, you know, diabetes, you wake up multiple times to use the restroom. If you have heart problem or lung problem, you're not breathing well. So you're short of breath. So those are some of the basic things when I listen to them, you know, auscultate their lungs and heart, I'm able to find out. So then I say, okay, none of that. So you have And also, then the next thing I said, do we have a sleep disorder like sleep apnea? So, what happens when you have an apnea wake you up? So, if you don't have any medical problems, then I look into sleep disorders. The other sleep disorders are restless legs, the tendency to rub your legs a lot in the evenings, you're pacing around. It's a disabling condition that prevents us from initiating sleep. And also, there are some disorders called limb movement disorder where you are moving a lot in your bed. And there's another disorder called REM behavior disorder where you punch your spouse, more common in men. So if I rule all that simple things out. Then I say, hey, this person has clear-cut primary insomnia, not the core morbid, or in the past, we used to call it secondary insomnia. And also, I look into the mental health of that person. If they have anxious or depressed, that also feeds into sleep anxiety and poor sleep. It's a vicious cycle, it's a bidirectional. So once I rule all that out, then I go to the simple fact of, this. I've devised my own 7 sleep strategy, also called Sleep Now. So my daughter is in, she's a law student. She said, Dad, everybody needs an acronym. So if your viewers have a pen and paper, they can write it down. You ready, Lou?
Ready?
All right. So S is a schedule. So it's the Sleep Now acronym. So for the starting of the S, everybody needs a schedule. So I tell people to sleep between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. So some people go to bed 10. They say they cannot sleep till midnight. I tell them, hey, you need to get closer to midnight. So what do most people do? They go to bed early. Now they're struggling 3 hours, right? But I tell them to go to the time closer to when they fell asleep. But they have to wake up at 6 in the morning. So what I'm trying to do is to create a sleep debt. So if you do that for a week, you will improve your schedule. You have a question, Lou?
No, I was going to say, Doctor, that I just read about that, how important it is to get a schedule so
Correct.
that you can improve your sleep.
Yes,
Wow.
like any plan to succeed, you have to have a schedule, right? So once you do that, if you do it for a week or two, then what happens? Your body will say, I'm tired at 10:30, and I'm tired at 10. So you will move it your clock earlier and earlier. But the most important thing is to wake up every morning at 6 a.m. So that's the S. The next is the L in the acronym is low light, low temperature, low noise. The reason being, the melatonin that we secrete is only secreted in darkness. The mela means darkness. So in today's world, especially the use of the electronics and the gadgets into our bedroom, when we do on our phone, what happens in the light, especially in the absence of ambient light, makes it bright, and then that's telling our brain, hey, it's daytime, let's not go to sleep. So we are creatures of light. We revolve around the sun. So that's why small babies wake up, when the crack of dawn, because of the light coming into the bedroom. So very important to have dark shades and also low temperature, because melatonin is only secreted in cold temperature. And I tell people to have temperature between 65 and 70. I'm sure, Lou, when you travel to a tropical country, your sleep is very poor because it's hot. And of course, no noise. You want to have a good environment. So this is another beautiful thing, simple thing that we can do. So the next is my favorite, and one of the real reasons why people are not sleeping well is the electronics. We are, we're spending so much time on the phone. Not only is that stress to our lives, but the light and the messaging, and it tells our, brain, it's a problem. So I tell people to stay off electronics at least 1 hour prior to sleep. I'm doing now 3 hours starting December of last year. I made the resolution, so
What?
I'm off my phone by 7 p.m. I'm done. And then I also tell people to keep your phone away from you, because what happens if it's next to you? There's the dings and notifications, and then in the middle of the night you wake up. Oh, it's 2 o'clock. Well, it's only 2 o'clock. I only slept. The cognitive activity increases. So I actually set an alarm for 6, and I keep it close to my bedroom in my bathroom. So I have to literally wake up, and I'm done at 6 o'clock. That's the best way. If it's close to you, you're going to hit the snooze button. All right. So I also tell not to have any clocks or electronics in the bedroom, because once you wake up, you look at the time, your game is over. I wake up, sometimes use the restroom. I don't look around. I call, I keep my sleep shape, and then I go back to bed. So, So
Okay.
next in the acronym is SLEEE is exercise. We should not exercise at least 4 hours prior to going to sleep. That's what happens to most of the athletes, especially college or high school athletes. They just work out and then
Yeah.
it's very close to their bedtime. Your endorphins and catecholamines are at a
Yeah.
high level, right? And your
Yeah.
body also making heat. The energy. Remember, I just spoke about the high, melatonin that's not secreted in high temperatures. So you have to, if at all possible, you have to exercise. I highly recommend people exercise in the morning. I work out in the morning, so that's when I do
Yeah,
so.
I do too. And I'm amazed that people say they can work out in the evening and go to sleep because I just can't do that. So,
That's in rare people. So
yeah.
this is the part of calming your body. And now SLEEP is powering off your mind. So this is the P in the acronym. This is actually the most important thing. You have two ways to do it. These are all my own. I trademarked this. It's called vivid imagination. Vivid imagination is a common term, but I've used it to sleep. I do it in my own life. So what happens? We take reality into our bedroom. Bedroom is just to dream and to take it out. So if you
Right.
watch a show, if you listen to something, you just lay in bed. And you are the producer or the director of that show, and you start not thinking about reality. You have to think in the abstract. So
Right.
that's the and then the next thing I tell people is called yoga nidra. We talk about yoga, hatha yoga, heart yoga, and all that. But this is yoga nidra. Nidra is a Sanskrit word called nothingness. It's actually a corpse pose. You lay on your back, keep your arms up. You know all about it, Lynn?
Yeah, I do hot yoga, Bikram yoga.
Yes, great. But this one is to sleep. So, and then you start to focus on different parts of your body. It's part of the cognitive behavioral therapy and let go. And then you're already starting imagining. Now you're thinking about nothingness. This is called powering off your mind.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that because during the pandemic, when I couldn't get to my studio, I found a YouTube video with that.
Yes.
And it was the most relaxing video
That's
because
awesome.
you have to train your mind to just have nothing, to just be blank. And it's challenging at first, but I noticed I just felt so relaxed from it.
What was the yoga you said, Lou?
That I do now.
Yeah.
Now I do Bikram yoga, the 90-minute hot session.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
the
yeah,
yoga
yeah.
nidra is the one that. Okay.
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
So then the next is NO. I've combined two letters. So no to worries, right? In the world we live in, worries is all. I mean, I worry. I mean, I had to get into your show. You had asked me all the questions. I was all done. I was getting ready yesterday by 8 p.m. I tell people to worry between 6 and 8 p.m. If you can't do something, write it down. That's it. We all worry. We have to worry. This is the life we live in. So you write it down and then you don't take it to your bedroom, right? So
Right.
That's the NO. And the last one is W, is win by losing. In life, we want to win, win, win. Sleep is one thing. You can't. You have to keep everything simple, relax, let go. Sleep is like a dimmer. We want it to be an on-off switch. It never will happen as an on-off switch. It's a dimmer. This is one function of our lives. It's the opposite of our hustle culture, but that's the only proven method. Everything else, it doesn't work.
Wow. Okay.
So
Okay.
that's the Sleep Now acronym. Schedule, low light, no to electronics, no to workout, exercise, at least 4 hours, powering off your mind, no to worries, and win by losing. That's an acronym. And in fact, I've developed a course on it.
Well, tell your daughter thank you for encouraging you to come up with the acronym. Thank you so
Yes.
much.
Yes,
And
Lynn.
I tell you, thank you so much, Dr. John, for joining us today. Those are all of the questions that I have for you today. But do you have any parting words for us and maybe share a bit about your book and how our audience can contact you?
Yeah, sleep is a superpower. Once you recover the joy and you can, it's like a supercharged computer, so we can function so much better. With a lot of absenteeism, you're not at your best because you're not sleeping well, right? So that's my message to the world. That's my aim, to spread this message so everybody can share the joy. All right, so you can find me at the name of my book is called Nobody's Sleeping, 7 Proven Sleep Strategies. Is ready to pre-order. It's coming out February 20th.
Okay.
So I'm so excited to share this with
Yeah,
everyone.
congratulations, doctor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my website is www.sleepfixacademy.com. I also have a Sleep Now course on the website, and I'm also on all the social media handles. I am Dr. Sleep Fix. So my followers are very few because I just started, but trust me, once this hits,
Yeah.
it's gonna. I want everybody's support to learn. I do a lot of videos and good messages
Yeah.
because there's so much information out there. But I hope everyone will tune in and listen to what I have to say.
Well, again, thank you so much for joining us, and I appreciate you taking the time to share this important message. Take good care, doctor.
Enjoyed it really.